During December's meeting of the Alaska Board of Fisheries turned down an effort to make major changes to the allocation percentages for drifters and set netters in Bristol Bay's massive commercial sockeye fishery. KDLG's Mike Mason has the story.
The members of the Alaska Board of Fisheries traveled to Bristol Bay last month for the Bristol Bay Finfish meeting, where the board considered proposals to change fishing regulations in the bay. There were three proposals that sought to change the established harvest allocations between the gear groups in the bay's massive commercial sockeye fishery. Slim Morstad is the area management biologist for the Naknek-Quijack District, and he noted the Department of Fish and Game had concerns about the proposals to change the gear group allocations in the Ugashik, Igigik, Naknek-Quijack, and Nooshigak districts.
The department does have concerns with the large changes in the allocation plan. There are risks of large escapements while fishing only set gillnet gear in any district. During periods of high run entry, both gear groups are often needed to control fish passage.
The first of the proposals considered by the Board of Fish was number 63, put forward by a group of set netters in the Naknek-Quijack District. The proposal sought to increase the set net allocation up to 20% in the Naknek-Quijack, Igigik, and Ugashik districts, while decreasing the set net allocation down to 20% in the Nooshigak District. The proposal didn't get any support from the members of the Board of Fish. Bill Brown from Juneau says changing the percentages should only be done if there's a significant problem with the status quo.
And while we heard some discussion that, you know, one group wasn't making as much as they should or they haven't kept up over time, that wasn't, to me, it wasn't convincing. I'm not convinced that we need to make any changes in the allocations, and until I heard otherwise, I won't be able to support these proposals, Mr. Chair.
Currently, the set netters in the Naknek-Quijack District are allocated 16% of the harvest in the district, and last year, the set netters actually pulled in 15%. The set net allocation in the Igigik District is 14%, but in the end, the Igigik set netters hauled in 17% of the harvest. The allocation in the Ugashik District is 10%, and that's what they hauled in last year. Another of the members of the Board of Fish to speak out against changing the gear group allocations was Tom Kluberton from Talkeetna, who says the management structure in place in Bristol Bay is a model for the world.
It took many, many years to arrive at the regime that is functioning here, and it's been widely heralded as working extremely well. As Member Brown pointed out, it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense to tamper with that. Without some absolutely compelling reasoning.
After just a few minutes of discussion, the members of the Alaska Board of Fisheries voted 5-0 in opposition to Proposal 63. They then decided to take no action on the other two proposals to change the harvest allocations between the gear groups. The result of the board's action is that the gear allocations will remain unchanged in Bristol Bay until at least the next Board of Fisheries Bristol Bay meeting, which will be held in December of 2015. The next meeting of the Board of Fish will be January the 15th through the 20th in Anchorage. During that meeting, they will consider proposals to change fishing regulations in the Arctic, Yukon, and Kuskokwim regions. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.